back live on BBS Radio, May 1st, 2019. Welcome to, if you have questions, we have answers. A 1 hour show with Winfrey and Terry Brown. Win receives the questions from you, the audience, per email, and he will choose during the call which ones he will pick to lay in front of our sources from the Ra Group and Elohim Group to speak through Terry Brown. And that is how they give answers to your questions. If you want to submit a question, you can do so per email. The email address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Questions@intelligent-infinity.com. I thank everyone for being here. And as you might know, every single day we do our Whole Planet Healing Call at 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Savings Time, which means right after this show, we go over to another conference call, as this is usual. The shows on BBS are a simulcast to the conference call. Now, the Whole Planet Healing Call is only per phone, not live on BBS. Actually, there was one live, I believe it was just a week ago today, where we did also our Whole Planet Healing right after this call, that BBS was so kind to give us an extra hour and do our Whole Planet Healing live on BBS. So you can also look back at the archives of BBS and listen to that call. All right. I know that Wynn and Terry are still in the San Francisco Bay Area, where Wynn was at an expo. Wynn and Terry were over the weekend. I'm pretty sure they will be here live and do a live channeling session on the call tonight. And we wait for more people to show up, to join in, as we are still 3 minutes away from the hour. As we wait for more people to join in, I'm going to see if you can find one of Wynn's songs. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Cecil, the C6D Serpent from Sunshine, Seattle.
Hello, Mr. Sunshine from Seattle. Welcome, Cecil.
Thank you.
Thank you for being
here. Do we have a lot on the call yet?
Nope, we don't. But here they come. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hello, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
This is Willis.
Louis, good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Louis.
Hey, welcome. Hey, y'all. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hello. Jeannie, I wanted to send you a thank you for email back, but I didn't do it. But I think it's so great that you do the Saturday call, that you give a little report on it. I greatly appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. I do it sometimes, not all the time. I'm not promising every week, but
that's the great thing to do, exactly. So you're not stuck to it, right?
I don't want people to stop coming and start depending on my notes.
Exactly. Yes. Louis, are you still in the Bay Area, or are you back in Southern California?
I'm in Los Angeles, sir.
All right. You were at the show, right? I did the pay attention or not?
I wasn't at any show, no.
Oh, okay. Okay, how about you?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please stay in the location.
Hi, this is Prudy in Asheville.
Hello, Prudy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Prudy.
Hello.
This is Lewis in Los Angeles.
Hi, Lewis. Good evening. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hello, Dharmananda. Welcome.
Hi, Dharmananda.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Why,
good.
I called a while ago, just a minute ago, and it would take my access code 3 times.
Yeah, same thing happened to me.
Really?
But what they say is you press the access code that you hold and the key's a little longer.
A hell of a longer. I did that, too.
Okay. And it's what the conferencing advised me in the past. And you can always use the backup number.
Yeah. Was that?
Tell us that backup number, right?
559-546-1400. Is that what it is?
559?
I need to double check. 546-1400. Right?
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, Jane. You were right. It is 559-546-1400.
This is Lewis, who got disconnected.
Lewis, welcome back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And another person joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
I'm in Los Angeles.
All right. Lewis in Los Angeles. And Don. Hi, Don.
Hi, Lewis. Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
So Cecil, if you dial that number,
yes.
Then just wait for the prompt, and after that it will tell you to dial the regular phone number. What would mean, you know, the 712 for tonight.
Uh-huh.
Without the one pre-dial.
Without what?
Without the number one pre-dial. So initially you do the 1559.
Uh-huh.
546-1400, wait for the prompt, and then start dialing the 712.
I got it. And then the regular key number.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
We got another backup number, too.
Let me first talk to the other people that just came on board. Welcome. Please say their name and location.
Yeah, positive greetings. Hi, from Sedona. Raiden.
Positive greetings to you, Raiden. Welcome.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for being here, everyone.
I thank you, too. Did I just see a dolphin head stick out of the water?
Yeah, you did. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Debbie. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, you guys. Hi.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
He has another backup number here.
Yeah, the backup number is...
I got a different one.
The other backup number is a 951.
No, it's 805.
That's
805-360-10075. Another one.
I'm not familiar with that. Okay.
Oh.
We had somebody else join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to work. We welcome you. But another backup number I have is 951-262-7373.
7373?
Correct. You wait for the prompt, and then you dial the regular phone number without the one.
Okay, and then there was an 805 number?
Permanente.
Yeah, 805-360-1075.
Okay, got a whole bunch of backup numbers then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Bonnie in California.
Hello, Bonnie. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey, Louis, Bonnie is one of your neighbors.
Oh, okay. Hi, Bonnie.
She went back to the bar. She's running a bar. All right. And I welcome everyone listening in to BBS Radio.
Are we there?
Yes, we are.
Okay. I thought I might have gotten disconnected again.
No, we're still here. And I'm going to check to make sure that Vin is going to be here. And I'll just simply do a replay.
Are we on BBS?
Yes, we are. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Wynn.
Hi, Wynn. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Wynn.
Terry will be on in a second.
All right.
We are happy. We are happy to hear your voice.
You're lucky to hear my voice tonight. It's such a crazy day.
All right, we had a few more people joining in. Welcome to you all. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, 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 Wynn. It's Mary Eileen in Cincinnati.
Hello, Mary Eileen. Welcome.
Mary Eileen, have you ever submitted a question?
No, I never have. I don't know if I have enough. If my brain is evolved enough to have questions.
That's exactly the question you can ask. Ask him, is my brain evolved enough?
Even kids say, where's the candy? Where can I find more candy bars?
That would be a good one.
Yeah. You know what? If you don't think about it and just write something down, there's a good chance.
Yeah.
You come up with a question. And you know what?
I might.
Sometimes people ask dumb questions, all right? But even when people ask dumb questions, our sources give smart answers. They tune into the person. Have any of you experienced that? Okay, no one wants to admit to asking dumb questions, right?
I don't know. I haven't heard many of the question and answer.
Well, I see what you're saying, man, because, yes, I have heard questions. I can't think of any.
I've heard other people ask questions.
Exactly. From other people asking questions, and the answer comes out, and you think, oh, wow, that's very profound. Well, questions didn't do much.
I used to weed out dumb questions, but now I don't usually do that, okay?
I figure, at least with my guys, I must be the entertainment, class clown.
But, you can ask them, how can I make more money? How can I have more boyfriends? How can I know that you're really there? Are you paying attention to me?
I don't need any more boyfriends.
No, yes. And I know they're paying attention because I can feel them.
Yeah. Well, that means they're loving you. And Cecil, are you saying sea serpents don't have boyfriends?
Well, limited amount.
Is there such a thing as a gay sea serpent?
I hope not.
And let me just check here. Is Lewis in Los Angeles there? Hello, Lewis.
I'm right here.
I'm just making sure you're there. Okay, thank you. All right. Terry, are you there? Are you on the line?
I didn't hear her come in yet.
No, she says she's on the line. Oh, she's on the line, Terry. I see you. Are you unmuted? Terry is finished today.
Did she have a good session, Wynn, with Kimberly?
Wait a second. I ask a question, and don't cut my question off with another question. Okay? Only Judy Kane knows what permissed is. Judy Kane, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. I know what permissed is. Are you a little permissed?
I'm permissed. I don't know what it means.
it means mixed up in Yiddish.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Judy. I knew you would know.
Whatever it is, you got a good case of it, huh?
Right, yeah.
Well, you know, there are days when everything goes wrong. And
oh, shit.
See that? I just say that and somebody says, oh, shit. Right? Who said that? Who said, oh, shit? Pardon my language. You don't want to, I sound like Raiden. Was that you, Raiden?
Your own senor.
So hang on, here we go. I am going to start, and here we go.
This conference is being recorded.
Now, let's see. Where is our muted. Thank you. This is, I'm recording. This is May 1st, 2019, Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And this is our call where you have submitted questions and we ask them, okay? Now, somebody just came on. Let's see if they want to say hello. Do they want to say hello? Here we go.
Hi, it's Abby.
Hi, Abby.
Hi, did you get my message that Art Kunkin died yesterday on May 1st? On April 30th, excuse me.
So why aren't you putting a question into the Elohim to work with them on the other side?
Oh, that's a fabulous idea. I don't know what to say. I tried to make a documentary about him, but we're going to all get together.
All right. You know, submit a question. We'll do that sometime.
Okay.
Okay, goodbye. I'm muting you, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, I think, in case any of you haven't noticed, it's like, this is the way it sometimes feels, like we're in a pressure cooker right now. There are many things going around, and whether it's in your personal life or in the world, there's an intensity about it all. And it's so important to just be prepared to flow with the intensity. Now, I'm better at it than Terry is, in general, okay? Not always. How many of you have noticed this pressure cooker effect?
Unmuted.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yep.
Yeah.
Muted.
So let's see. I'll tell you all the things that went wrong today. First of all, the city that I'm in, called
Novato.
Nevada. Nevada. It's in Marin County. I have never experienced a city that has worse, more difficult to find places than this town. All the roads are twisty and they're curvy. And they change names without notice. And I can't find anything. And I usually have a very good sense of direction. And I go out and I get lost. I come back. I go in circles. And Terry's watching me. She says, don't go the wrong way there. I'm not going the wrong way. And we had an appointment with Kimberly. And actually, Anna had an appointment. And
Carolyn had an appointment.
Carolyn had an appointment. And I saw Anna after her appointment. I was supposed to go to the house where Kimberly was having appointments and just see Anna. And I, what happened to our conference?
Yeah.
I am? Okay. I cut off of my board here. You hear me though, right, Terry?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. So, Kimberly is telling me to come up and buy her the special water that she likes, okay? And I'm trying to figure out, how do I find this special water? I have to find Whole Foods. And it's too far. I'm already late getting there. So I didn't bring the water. And then she has an assistant, Richard, who she says, Richard, please go out and get this water. So Richard leaves, comes back, and he gets carbonated water, which he won't drink. I mean, she has a water that she endorses, Mountain Valley, I think. And it's probably the most expensive water at Whole Foods. But Richard gets her carbonated water. And finally, we're sitting there, and Terry has her an appointment, and I'm sitting, like, I probably shouldn't be talking about this topic, because I'm sitting here looking at the console, and this has never happened before. I'm looking at the console, and I can see everyone on the console, and suddenly the console goes blank. And it's like it's shut down. Now I'm turning it on again. Now, luckily, it's not shutting all you down when it shuts down. It just shuts down my visual appearance of seeing who's on the call and ability to mute people. But, Heise, that's not happening for you, is it? Heise, wherever you are.
Hi, sir. You on the line?
I was double muted. It's all good over here.
It's all good. Okay. Well, I guess they figured Paradise suffered enough. They don't have to make the conference line go blank. Right. So, in any case, so now Richard gets the wrong water, and I'm leaving, and Richard says, Wynn, please get some water for Kimberly. And Kimberly is saying, I can't drink anything but this water. And I haven't drank in water for a day, and I'm parched, and please help. And so I go the wrong way on the freeway, and I end up where I can't get the water. And this call is coming up. And I said, I don't have time to go to the other place, because I won't make the call. In the meantime, Terry was trying to make phone calls this morning, and she said, oh my God, they got my wrong credit card, and they turned my phone off. And then she's trying to get the phone on, and none of her credit cards are working, so I have to hand her my card. Now, her cards are good. They should have worked. but they didn't. So this is the wishful universe in action. And sometimes we've had this question, you can have negative synchronicities. Things conspire against you to not work out. And our sources said that, okay? So, in any case, whatever happens, can you flow with it and can you recover? I'm talking a bit now because I am trying to get Terry to relax. Because Terry was frantic earlier. He says, how am I going to channel tonight? He says, oh, well, when they come in, I'll feel better, right?
So,
at least he has friends somewhere that she trusts. In any case, this is life in 3D. And either you flow with it or you flow against it. Either way, it's going to happen. And I know there's a little echo in the back there, so I hope it's not too irritating. And I have people calling me all day saying, what question should I ask? What's the number for the call? And I'm in the middle of all this other stuff, and I'm not responding. And it's as if people think that I am just sitting here waiting for their call to do something, which I am not. So in any case, what does Prudence say here? Space cosmic alert up now. Electronic interference. All right. So, Terry.
Yes.
Are you feeling together enough to not be ready?
Right. I'm not ready, but that's good because I'll just step aside and I'll let them do it, and then I'll feel better. I'll listen. Maybe.
Okay. So, right now, let's bring in the light. We ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect everybody on this line. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light. Be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies and into the center of the earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while holding the spiritual sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. When we come through and talk to you, we come directly to each and every person on the line. We do not come through the telephone line or through the computer. That is the voice only. We come directly to you. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you or seem right, then disregard it. It is not meant for you at that time. We are delighted to be with you. Do you have questions?
Yeah, I'm going to ask my first question. Do you guys ever get Vermished.
We stay out of the dilemmas of the third density, and we consider these like words in a book that are set in the minds of some people and are set and fixed, and we do not get embroiled in these circular reasonings and dead ends.
So tell me, does the rock root ever get furnished?
There are areas of the rock root that get furnished.
Okay. Well, thank you for admitting it, guys. All right. So, our first question tonight, we have some really good questions. Let's see, I think we can do them all. This is from Louis Cimino. He's on the line. He's been on calls occasionally. He lives in Beverly Hills, and his beloved dog died last Friday night. Can she and I communicate? And if so, what is she wanting to tell me?
She misses what you feed her. It would be worth coming back for that. She doesn't get hungry, but she would like to eat some more of it. And she's hanging around near the plaza. She's wagging her virtual tail and thinking of you.
Louis is really missing her. I know that.
She hasn't gone far.
Is she still in his apartment with him?
Yeah. So just, talk to her. Talk to her. And but don't hold out any of those things you feed her, because she'll want to eat them. She can't.
I see. Okay. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And Don Herman has a question here. And this is one I might add some of my own questions onto. Could the co-sources explain a bit more about synchronicities and how they happen? It seems like they would take exquisite timing and advanced planning. Who is responsible? How can we increase our positive synchronicities? Don Herman.
One of the ways is to think of what it is that you would like to have a synchronicity about. You might notice that when, I'll give you an example of one. When I went to the East West Bookstore to present tenants to them and see if they would like to carry them, the lady wasn't in. And so he and I left, and this is Terry. She left, and she sat in front of the store at the next door table. There was a table at the sidewalk, and another lady came and joined her at the next table and started asking her about where she was from, if she was from the area, and. What it led to was that she had a friend speaking at East West, and he had a store, and she introduced the tenants to him, and he just ordered 12 for his store. So it's like the energy
was the selling of the pendant, and the pendant didn't sell to East West because they weren't there to look at them. But the pendant sold to somebody else who was there. So the vibe was in the air. The pendant's vibe was in the air. And the purpose was to sell pendants to a store. So the purpose was there. And the pendants were there. And there was another person there who would be interested in the pendant. So that other person picked up on it, and it was a match. But if a person is thinking of something, for instance, let's say that they buy a tan car, a Honda, and they suddenly they look around and there's tan cars, there's tan vans, just like there's everywhere. I mean, it's like, oh, there's one, and on the next block, oh, there's another, and next block, there's another, and another. But if they weren't thinking of tan Hondas, they wouldn't be focused on them, and they probably wouldn't even have noticed them. Maybe it would be a blue Ferrari. And all of a sudden, they say, oh, there's a lot of blue cars. None of them are Ferraris. But look at that blue car, and look at that blue car, and that's a little darker. That's a little lighter than my blue Ferrari. And it's because they got focused on that area. And so they're looking, their focus is on blue, and their focus is on cars. And so then they start noticing them because that's what they're focused on. So wherever your focus is, you are manifesting that vibration of the focus. And so you put that out, and then other vibrations of that same type of thing come right into your field, and you recognize them because you're focused in that area. So that has a lot to do with how synchronicities work. You're operating at a vibration that is similar to the vibration of the other things that are synchronistic, and so they can come in. Like, maybe you would be driving down the street and you're thinking, oh, you know, I'm going 20 miles over the speed limit. You know, maybe I'll get a ticket. And then, bam, all right. Somebody else is going 20 miles over the speed limit. It never occurs to them that anything about it, and they never seem to get pulled over. So what your vibration is that you're putting out tends to vibrate out and then resonate with other things in the area that are similar, that have that same vibration. So that's a little bit how it works.
You know, I had a theory about synchronicities, is that we have learned that when people die and they're in the astral, they can move around anywhere at the speed of their thought and intention. And they go visit people. They can walk down the street, apparently. It's a little higher than just when you first die. The thing is, most people are stuck in one spot and trying to resolve it. And hopefully, they might turn up being a ghost. Not hopefully. Hopefully they shouldn't have that experience, but with the ghost is like someone that's trapped in a particular space-time continuum. But
that's a theory. It's like it might be a ghost that is passing through. Like they come out of the body and people can see them as mist. now they're actually ghosts. They then go right onto the Avenue, and mm-hmm. other people can see them. That is the light party. The ghost mist is a light party that is your traveling vehicle.
Mm-hmm. So it's not an astral body, it's your traveling vehicle.
Well, it is in the astral.
Okay.
When you come out.
I mean, as everyone talks about it, it's astral traveling, right?
Yes. Yes.
So since your astral body can travel where it wants, then when you're in a physical body and you're expanded, I have this idea that you're simultaneously in an astral body, and your astral body can move around, and that's why you can think of somebody in some other location. They'll think of you at the same time, or they'll phone you just when you're thinking of them, which means some part of your energy moved into their energy. And so...
It is a vibrational universe, and so that many things can be in the same space and are bounded by the different frequencies, and so they can take up the same space, but you wouldn't even know that anything was there taking up that same space.
Mm. So here's my theory, that when we're in the physical and when we've reached a certain state of evolution and we're contemplating things, simultaneously our astral body is moving around, making connections, trying to make things happen that our physical conscious self would like. And so suddenly you're making, you've set all this up as potential. And then suddenly you're walking down the street and you have this impulse to go into a coffee shop or go do something. And it's like one of your astral partners has actually got a manifest body in that coffee shop. And you go in and you suddenly have a big connection. It looks like it's magical. Is that anywhere near the way it works?
Yes, it is. It's, you may be thinking of your friend, and then your friend calls. These connections travel. They're immediate, and so that you might be thinking of your friend, and then immediately your friend gets your vibe and starts thinking of you and might call, or you might call them. And so they're thinking of you, and then you call and they answer.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Okay. So that's one of the ways synchronicities occur. Another question. This is for Dharmananda. My mom died last Friday night. And how is she doing? And does she have a message for me?
You are very much part of her life and her her being. And very... part parcel of her life, and so she thinks of you kindly, but it's not as if she gives us a moment to check this out more. There is a parameter that when an observer observes, they change the situation. And as we observe your mother, then we do not wish to change her situation. So we need to be an invisible person, except she sends her thoughts and wonders if we're angels waiting to take her home. She has made a connection with us. She is a very aware and astute lady. She's beginning to go through the review of her life and looking for signposts on the way home. She's at a different frequency than Heaven. She's still in the local. She is looking for direction. She is looking for the way home. She is very aware. And she's not quite ready to leave yet, as she is thinking of people. She's thinking of your father. You are so much part of her. She's not thinking of you as separate right now. It's just a part, but it's like you are in her consciousness and in her mind. That she is more looking for the signposts home. And looking for familiar faces on the other side. That is what we get at this time. You can talk. You can send her love. You know, it will be like a part of her, a warm, friendly part. Coming through to herself.
Thank you. Next question is from Bonnie in Corona. And she asks, what are spiritual contracts? Can you have a contract that was made in a previous lifetime that you may still be obligated to? Can they be revoked in any way? Thank you, Bonnie.
Contracts can be changed. They are not unchangeable. It is a guidepost for someone to come in and they are thinking that they may be in a situation until they learn a certain thing, or they may be in a lifetime to the age of a certain age, or they may just come in to take a look and experience it and then to dodge back out and not live very long. They can, it is like the sealed thing in their mind of what they intend to do and how long they intend to be here. The individual does not have to have a contract like that of the next time they wish to be here. They may come in for a certain purpose, to help the people of Earth. And then it may be open-ended, and they may or may not remember when they get here, but they will always have leanings towards helping out.
Thank you. I have the idea that people, there's things are in different timelines, and that contracts are in a certain timeline. And if you go above the timeline, the contract loses its impact on you. But if you fall back into the timeline, it grabs you again. Is there any truth in that understanding?
Well, the time is like the person decides that they would like to come in for 3 years and just check it out. The 3 years when they are there would be active and running. However, if let's say something happened and they decide to be here 3 years and they don't come in, then the 3 years could like be on and on and on, years and years and years, and because they didn't get here yet, it would start to run essentially when they were here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And this is from Judy King. What happened in San Diego area? What happened that Terry Brown had such a profound healing compared to a number of months ago? And what is the quickest way to bring in the divine Christ power? Judy.
When is this healing they're talking about?
Well, they're talking about your heal. Why, you know, obviously you sound really good and your voice sounds got a lot of energy. And, you know, a few months ago, you sounded, your energy was really shaky. And, you know, we saw Kimberly today and she looked at Terry and she was really good about how Terry was.
Yes.
And
she didn't find any cancer or any, she didn't find, there's only like one spot that she worked on that was a little bit out of balance. And so she, it was a very good and very short and very sunny healing session.
Mm-hmm. You know, I say one thing is, I think one of the reasons Terry did so well is because of me. And it's like in her second bout with cancer, which, you know, happened after the first bout with Kimberly, had this amazing healing, we ended up going to the hospital in Phoenix, and there was an oncologist who said there was a certain thing that they have a lot of success with, and I looked it up, and it seemed to be really a positive thing, a drug, which we had rejected totally, that idea, the first time. But we really liked this oncologist. And he didn't have any of the medical overlays that normally would make me mistrust somebody. And he was a Catholic, and his wife was a Hindu. They had a family, and this guy radiated good energy. And he went through his treatment, and I have a feeling the good energy that he radiated was as vital to whatever drug he was giving Terry, because he really cared about Terry. And when she was in the hospital this most recent time, I don't think he thought she was going to make it. And he himself was overwhelmingly delighted by the treatment. And I know that I was in the hospital almost every day, and I have really internalized the Cheer Up Committee, and I made sure every nurse that came into the room had a smile on their face, every doctor. I was like just keeping the energy going through the whole thing, and people got very endeared with Terry, and I never asked our sources this, so they can confirm it, you know. See, I think people want to wave a magic wand and say, okay, Christ energy, heal. And maybe there are people that can do that. But my own experience is you keep everybody really happy, and then you create the biggest receptacle for healing energy to come in. And also, you have to create an intense desire for a person to want to live. And they have to experience joy and value and all these things to other people. And all the people on our calls have made Terry feel really valued, because I have seen her walk around and her thinking is, I'm just too much of a ditz in this realm. I'm just in everybody's way. Why don't I just leave and go back somewhere else? She really thinks that, you know? And she is a ditz in this realm. But the things she gives are so much above that, that who cares? You know, as long as you can keep her from falling over on herself. So, you know, let me turn it over to our sources to answer what Judy asked.
Well, there was the pneumonia. She had pneumonia really bad, and they diagnosed it at the hospital and gave antibiotics for it. And then when they released her, they gave her several months of intravenous antibiotics every single day at home that she had somebody administer, and that totally cleaned. It was a genius fellow that did the administration of what to give as the drug, but it was the antibiotic rather, and it totally cleaned up the pneumonia, and the pneumonia was the big thing that was wrong. Also, there was I hadn't been able to afford to get my teeth fixed, and this is Terry now starting to tell about the teeth. And like I had a tooth that was broken for several years, and it was just breaking more and more. And I was able to get a bunch of my teeth fixed. And so when I got those fixed, it made a big difference in my health. So there was the teeth, there was the lungs with the pneumonia, and then a resulting urinary tract infection that wouldn't go away, sort of secondary to the teeth, and that all cleaned up. And so it was much easier to breathe then, and everything got really better.
Thank you.
Been a bit about out of time.
We're out of time?
Yep.
Okay. Now, the only thing we missed here, the only person we missed was, hang on a second, Bonnie Penners, I think. Let me see. Oh, Janine. Janine, we did Bonnie Sinners. Janine, can you sent your question in late. And could you be sure and send it in next week? Be sure. I'll do it for sure. Okay? And on that note, let's mosey on over to Whole Planet Healing. And
unmuted.
Thank you.
We'll see you.